This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Israel's Army Radio is reporting that the country's opposition leader has moved closer to unseating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he completed a coalition deal with political allies to form a new government. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin's office said that opposition leader Yair Lapid and his partner Naftali Bennett had reached agreement and had the necessary votes in the Knesset to form a new government. In a statement on Twitter, Lapid said he informed the president of the deal and the government will work for all the citizens of Israel, those that voted for it and those that didn't. Earlier this year, Israel had its fourth national election in 2 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been embroiled in corruption charges, charges that he denies. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation's moving toward an all-American summer.
A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
But it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. He says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated.
With incentives and fun rewards.
Ranging from free sports tickets to free drinks. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal is met.
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer.
63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Australia's Victoria state on Wednesday extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious virus strain first detected in India. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Victoria state acting premier James Molino warned the tough measures were needed or else cases could explode.
So we have right now 60 cases and over 350 exposure sites. And a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than we have ever seen before.
The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveller who returned from overseas. The person left hotel quarantine in South Australia state after testing negative, but later tested positive in Melbourne. Australia's tough approach on containing the virus, including snap lockdowns like this, border restrictions and tough social distancing rules, have largely helped the country suppress the virus.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A fire-stricken container ship carrying chemicals out to sea has started to sink off Sri Lanka's main port, raising fears of a marine environmental disaster. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Express Feeders, operator of the container ship MV Express Pearl, says experts were able to board the vessel and attach a tow line, but, it says, efforts to move the ship to deeper waters have failed. One part of the ship is now in the sea, while the forward area remains afloat with smoke coming out of two cargo holds. The ship's carrying nearly 1,500 containers, including 25 tons of nitric acid and other chemicals. There also fears that hundreds of tons of oil from the vessel's fuel tanks could also leak into the sea if it sinks, devastating nearby marine life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. The use of Harmony OS means the company will no longer be wholly reliant on Android. U.S. sanctions banned Alphabet Incorporated's Google from providing technical support to new Huawei phone models and access to Google Mobile Services, the bundle of developer services upon which most Android apps are based. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.